Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about 10 ways to invest in yourself and improve your life. I wanted to give you guys 10 things that you can incorporate in your life. Some of these you may not be doing, some of them you probably are. You know, we always talk about investing in yourself when we talk about business, when we talk about sharpening your skills and getting really good at something or learning something new. We always talk about making sure that you're open to investing in yourself, whether that is buying a training program or working with a coach, hiring a professional that's going to help you learn what it is that you want to know. But one of the things that I wanted to mention in this episode is that there are so many other ways that you can invest in yourself that doesn't include you having to find it in your budget so that you can pay for it. There are a lot of things that you can do yourself that you have the power to do if you just take some time to really look at your lifestyle and see what are some of these things that are missing that would be extremely beneficial to you. So let's just go right into it. So the first one is to get regular physical activity. That means have some type of schedule where you have a workout that you're doing every single day. You've scheduled your rest days and you get into a habit of making movement part of your life. You already know there are a ton of benefits of working out. And so just make sure that you pay attention to what is going on in your schedule and where can you squeeze in a workout each day. And if you can keep it the same every single day, that is going to be easier for you because it'll just become part of your routine and it'll become a habit. If you can't have it the same day, try to find a schedule that works, that flows with how your other responsibilities flow, and make it part of your day. Number two is to prioritize a nutritious diet. Food is the answer for everything, in my opinion. It really is. If I do really well with my eating, and what I mean by that is I eat really clean, I can eat whatever I want, and I do indulge here and there. But what I've noticed is when I completely just ignore how I'm eating and I eat whatever comes to mind or whatever's easiest because I didn't take time to prepare healthier meals or I didn't take time to go to the grocery store, I notice it impacts everything. It impacts my sleep, it impacts my energy, my productivity, my mind feels like it's in a fog and just cluttered. And I just don't function the same way. I don't show up the same way. But if I focus on my nutrition and I eat really clean and I prioritize that, I feel really great. And I show up feeling really great, which impacts everything that I do. So I would encourage you to make sure that you are prioritizing your nutrition and that you're staying away from a lot of the junk that is sold in the stores and take control of what you're putting in your body. This doesn't have to be a super complicated meal plan that you follow. It really can be just you going to the grocery store, picking up healthier alternatives and cooking some food at home and just playing around with what kind of recipes you want to try every single week, or just cooking each individual item and not really creating a full-blown fancy recipe that you saw on Instagram, for example. A lot of people get overwhelmed because they see all these recipes and then they're trying to figure out how to cook and follow the recipe every single day, and that's overwhelming. And so you really can keep it very simple. Just cook a few things and start there. And I promise you, you're going to see a huge benefit in your life when you prioritize what you're eating. That also includes what you're drinking, making sure that you're drinking things that are going to help you feel your best and not just everything that is packed with sugar. So make sure you also take a look at that. Number three is to get enough sleep so that you're able to function. You know, I always say that when you look at sleep, fitness, and nutrition, I always say that sleep comes before exercise and nutrition. Obviously, they're all really good for you, but honestly, sleep should be your number one priority. If you don't get enough sleep, you just don't function. You want to make sure that you are getting enough sleep so that you are able to function through life, because you're going to show up a lot better than if you don't get good quality sleep. It's kind of like nutrition. It's kind of like what I was saying about food. If you eat really well, you show up really well because of your energy and how it impacts everything. Sleep is the same way. You have to allow your brain to rest. You have to allow your body to rest. You have to allow your body to heal. And a lot of that happens when you're sleeping. So make sure you guys are prioritizing your sleep. If you're like, man, I wish I can get up early, you can train yourself to do this. Obviously, for those of you that have a different schedule, maybe you you work at night, this isn't going to happen. And that's totally fine. You can find a schedule that works for you. But for the majority of people that are able to go to sleep earlier and wake up early, you're going to have such a good and productive day. And it feels so good to wake up before the world wakes up. You get so much done without interruptions. And so you can train yourself. It's going to take a minute, but you have to force yourself to wake up early one day, like really, really early. Even if you're tired because you went to bed super late, wake up really early and don't take any naps throughout the day. And then go to bed at a reasonable time. And then you're going to sleep and wake up early again the next day. Do that over and over, and before you know it, it's going to become your new routine and you're going to be waking up early. But you do have to make sure you're prioritizing going to bed early, because you can't stay up late and then wake up early and expect yourself to function and be happy with that. That's not going to work. Number four is to make sure that you are seeking support in the things that you need it for. That means if you're going through things, if you have emotions that you haven't dealt with, you need to seek help. You need to talk to a counselor. You need to talk to a therapist. You need to talk to someone. Maybe it's a friend, a family member, somebody that you can vent to, because a lot of times we keep our feelings bottled up and that doesn't help us. And in order for you to move forward from things, in order for you to let go of things, you have to be able to seek support if it's something that you can't move forward from. Don't let whatever is going on in your life keep you hostage, and don't feel like you have to go at it alone. There are people out there that can help you, whether they are professionals or maybe you just need a really good sit down with a girlfriend. Go out and just talk to someone. Don't keep it to yourself and don't become a prisoner of your emotions. Number five is to learn new skills so that you are stimulating your mind. You guys, we have to learn things. It really helps us. It helps us so much, not just in our mind, but like your heart, your soul. Have you ever just showed up somewhere and done something new and left feeling so excited, even if you really sucked at it? Have you ever done something at your house? Maybe you're like, you know, I want to plant a garden in the corner of my backyard, and you've gone out there and you've used your hands and you've done something and you learned a new skill. It is so rewarding. Make sure that you guys are spending time learning new skills so that you're able to stimulate your mind. This can also be in your business, learning something new that will improve your business, that will help your business grow, that will help you grow as a leader. Those things are so important and valuable, and they make you feel really, really good. Number six is to prioritize your social connections for emotional support. This means get out into your community, go get involved in something, go be around people. Go spend regular time with your friends. Schedule something where you guys are doing something often, but you have to get out and build those social connections. We are so connected online that if you're not spending time around people, it gets really weird and it gets really lonely. That was something that I recognized as well. Like, I work from home and I love being home. I'm a homebody, but I started noticing like, wow, like I miss being around large groups of people. I don't have to be around them all the time, but I do enjoy going out and doing things. I do enjoy being a part of something. And so this is why I started seeking other things to get into, so that when I'm home and I'm feeling like, okay, I need to close my computer, because obviously all my work is done online. And so I'm able to close things and I'm able to go out and be around people. It feels really amazing. So make sure you guys are prioritizing that. Don't just stay home scrolling on your phone and not being around people, because that is really important. Number seven is a really important one as well. Make sure that you guys are setting and that you're working towards your goals. Make sure that you're sticking to those commitments. One of the hardest things to see is when somebody sets a goal and they want this lifestyle, they want to do this business, they want to reach their health goal, they want to do something in their life, and they're either not setting the goals, they're just wishing for it, or they set the goals, but then they don't work towards them. They don't know how to stick to those commitments. They give up on themselves. Internally, mentally, that does not feel good. I promise you, even if you showed up and failed at trying to do the thing you're trying to do to reach the goal, you're still going to feel so much better than if you didn't show up at all and didn't even try. You have to show up for yourself. You have to learn how to keep your own word. You have to learn how to be there for yourself. If you say you want to do something, then try it. Show up to it every single day. Make sure you're setting the goal, you're setting the plan, you know what you need to do in order to reach those goals, and don't be afraid to work hard towards them. Sticking to your commitments is going to build confidence. It's going to build excitement. You're going to show up and look at your life and go, wow, like I'm really doing it. And you're going to feel really good about yourself. You're going to be feeling really proud of yourself for showing up and doing what you said you wanted to do. Number 8 is to reduce stress. And I know that's easy to say and hard to do. It really is. I've had moments in my life where my stress level was so high. And I can tell you right now that a lot of those times I had to sit down with myself and recognize that a lot of those things, the reason they were stressing me out continually was because they were things that were out of my control. Because a lot of times, if you think about it, if something is stressing you out, you try to figure out a solution to that thing. And most likely, you'll be able to figure out something. If it's in your control, you'll be able to figure out a solution eventually, right? But when you have stress that just continues and continues and continues, and you don't understand what's going on, take some time to sit down and ask yourself, is this something that you have control over? Is it really something that falls on your plate that you can actually find a solution to, that you yourself can take action to fix it and be done with it? I promise you, if it's something that is constantly stressing you out and you're not finding a solution to it, it's probably because it's something that you are not ever going to find a solution. Maybe it's not up to you to fix. It is out of your control. And for those type of things, you need to learn how to just let things go. You need to learn how to redirect your thoughts when you're thinking about those things. You need to have faith that they will eventually be taken care of. You need to pray for God to take that worry off of your heart, to take the stress off of your shoulders. You need to let it go, because if you can't do anything about it, sitting there stressing out about it, knowing that you can't do anything to fix it, makes no sense. It's just destroying your life, and stress is so damaging for your health in all kinds of ways. So you have to learn how to reduce your stress by letting those things go. A lot of the stresses that we go through in day-to-day life, those are manageable. You know, a lot of us probably are even used to those. We have things that we do to manage them. It's these other things that we don't have control over. We're never going to find a solution to it because maybe it involves other people doing something. You have to learn how to let those go. So this is really important. You have to learn how to reduce your stress. And I would start there. Number 9 is limit your time in negative situations or company. This kind of goes with number 8. A lot of times, depending on where you're hanging out, what kind of situations are you involving yourself in, who are you surrounded by, those things can be stressful. But here's the thing, in that situation, you do have control. You get to decide what kind of situations you involve yourself in. What rooms are you walking into? What are you surrounding yourself with? And who are you spending your time with? You have control over those because you're not being forced to be there. And so I would strongly encourage you that if you find yourself constantly in negative situations with negative people, that you limit or completely remove yourself from those situations or from being around those people. Okay, so now we are at number 10. This is a favorite of mine. I totally encourage you to do this every single week. I promise you it's going to show you how important it's always been, and you're going to enjoy this time. Number 10 is to schedule days to fully disconnect from everything, especially social media. I have been practicing this for a while, and I'm going to tell you right now, it has done wonders for my life, mentally, emotionally, my nervous system, everything. I just disconnect. I really encourage you, if you're like, I'm always on there, I work, I use it for fun, I encourage you to at least take a day a week, maybe Sunday. Sunday would be a great day. Maybe Sundays, you're not going to pick up your phone and be on social media. You're not going to consume anything. You're not going to watch anything. You're not going to listen to anyone. You're not going to put yourself in that space. You'll notice in the beginning, you'll be like, I'm bored. What do I do? Well, maybe you should read a book. Maybe you should go to church. Maybe you should go out with your family. Go do something fun. Maybe you can organize your home. You know that storage closet that's been a mess forever and you never seem to find time to clean it up? Maybe now is the time. Maybe you can take some time to learn a new recipe so that you're able to eat healthy meals. Maybe you can go for a walk. Maybe you can get in a really good workout. Maybe you took my advice and you went out to the community and got involved in something. Maybe you joined something. And so now you're on Sundays, you're going to go and you're going to be out spending time with real people instead of being online. Whatever you decide to do, I promise you, you're going to see the benefits in your life and you're going to feel so good. You're going to allow your brain to take a moment. And I promise you, you're going to go, I should do this more often. Maybe I can do it twice a week. I understand we're going to be connected. You know, we're going to be connected one way or another, but you get to decide how connected you are and when it's time for you to disconnect. Some people are so overwhelmed, they hate being that connected, and they just stay there. If you're feeling like that, give yourself a whole week. Give yourself 2 weeks. Give yourself a month. I just saw someone who gave herself a year off of all social media. Completely changed her life. And so give yourself this time, or else being on there constantly is going to destroy you. And unfortunately for some people, and I hope this isn't you, but I have a feeling some people are probably going to relate to this. Maybe you already are noticing that it's destroying you currently. So take that time for yourself, okay? This is a great way for you to invest in yourself, invest in your health, and improve your life. Just disconnect for a little bit. Figure out a schedule that works for you and disconnect. All right, friend, that is the 10 things that you can do to invest in yourself and improve your life. I hope you found them helpful. Send this to a friend because they probably need to hear it too. I will be back real soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.